You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.
Well, hello there, Fisher.
Oh, Nick DeFopoulos. Hi, Nick.
What is this unfounded rumors I'm hearing about you being a militorial advisory to the general staff? Or am I labeling under Miss Apple Dumpling?
No, that's correct, Nick. Say, what you doing here?
Oh, I'm coming down here for a visit with an old friend of mine, Fisher. He's a brigamoose.
Brigamoose? Oh, you mean a brigadier.
I stand connected. Anyway, I'm being very enthusiastic about the militarial things, Fisher.
Oh, is that so?
I think it is being because I'm being a Greek people, and Greek people are always being ready to fight at the drop of a hat falling down.
Yeah, the Greeks have quite a warlike history, haven't they? Wasn't Helen of Troy...
Oh, sure. Helen of Troy was quite a cupid, Fisher. She had a course which is shipping 1,000 launches.
You mean she launched 1,000 ships?
Have it my way. She was a very hysterical character, too. I'm reading a literary book about her last night, and it seems she's having a boyfriend who's calling himself by the name of Paris. You're probably not knowing about that, Fisher. If you would read more, you wouldn't be so illegitimate.
You mean illiterate.
Why not? Anyway, this Paris squeegee is making a play for this Helen Cupid, you grab me?
Uh-huh.
And as little totem of her esteem, she is giving him a golden apple.
Yeah, I know all about the golden
apple. And that is setting a precedent, Fisher, because ever since those times, you will find the Greek people owning a fruit stand. Well, so long, Fisher. I'll see you later if I don't look out.
Trouble with that guy is he tried to cross an unabridged dictionary and fell in. Well, I better get on with this.
Oh, there, Major McGee. We were looking for you.
Oh, hi, General. What's up?
Well, we're planning our campaign, Major. Just step into my tent, please.
Okay.
There you are. Now, here's our problem, Major.
Uh-huh.
We're dividing the army into two forces, the red and the blue. Here, take a look at my map.
I have been. You need a shave, bud.
No, I mean this military map. Now, you say that you're familiar with the local terrain.
Why, shucks, General. I know this country like the back of my hand, with mittens on. What you want to know, bud?
Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
I propose to deploy the Red Forces in this area here. Machine gun emplacements here, a flanking movement here by this wooded patch, then the cavalry and the motorized units will come this way.
Oh, you're getting this all wrong, bud. Here, let me take that map. Give me a pencil. Now, sit down and relax. I'll figure out the tactics for you. Have a cigar?
Yeah, thanks. I have one.
You got two? Now, here's the way to go. You put your infantry here, bring the tanks up here, engineers over here, and then when you come around this way, presto, hemmed in. Simple, ain't it?
Yes, it seems very simple.
Why, sure.
Thank you, Major. I believe that solves the whole problem. You certainly know this country, don't you?
Oh, I'll say so. The only thing that puzzles me on this map is this hill over here to the north. I never knew that was there.
That's my finger.
Oh. Yeah. Well, good luck, General.
Thank you, my boy. The maneuvers will start immediately. I'll issue the orders right away.
Okay, General. And just to get your men into a fighting mood, get them into a real military pitch of excitement, I'll have Major General Mills play something really stirring. What you got there, Major General Mills? Patty cake, patty cake. Patty cake, patty cake. Won't this infantry ever grow up? Well, go ahead, men. Patty cake with the four notes.
Those nursery rhymes of those happy childhood times, for they have a charm you can't resist. Now there's one especially that has always haunted me, but we swing it with a different twist. Patty cake, baker man, mix your music in a rhythm band, give it all the heat you can, serve it right away, away. Patty cake, baker man, what you've got is really in demand. Dish it out the way you can. Start that band to play. Get that oven piping hot.
Like you always do.
Stir up that's all that pep you've got. That's it, out of swingaroo. Patty, Patty Cake Baker Man. Makes your music in a rhythm band.
Give it all the heat you can.
Serve it right away, yeah. Patty cake, baker man. Make your music in a rhythm band. Give it all the heat you can. Patty cake, baker man. Patty cake, baker man. Serve it right away.
That was the four notes, folks, singing Patty Cake, accompanied by Butcher's Man Billy Mills. Nice caking, Patty.
My name's Marjorie.
Oh, yeah. Well, you kids better go climb into a dugout someplace. There's a war about to start around here, and I don't want any of you to get hurt.
Ah, there, my boy. Are you the officer of the day?
But I'm not only the officer of the day, I'm the man of the hour and chief of the minute men. Sit down, and I'll split a second with you. By the way, ain't you Horatio K. Boomer?
In the flesh, my boy, in the lovely quivering flesh. Have here an article which should be of great interest to every army officer in this great and glorious land of freedom. The land where...
Okay, get to the point, Boomer. What you got?
A Sam Brown belt with a roller skate attachment. You've heard the old aphorism, I have no doubt, that an army marches on its stomach. What? And this remarkable device will enable regiment after regiment to skim across hill and dale with a minimum amount of wear and tear on the bosom. Now, this article...
Listen, Boomer, you can't sell anything to this army unless you got authorization from the War Department.
Ah, yes, authorization. I'm glad to show it to you, Rabbit Nose. Very happy to. Let me see now. Authorization. Where to put that authorization? Here's a small rat tail file. Tried to give it to a friend of mine, but the warden smelled a mouse. Autograph photo of Hetty Lamar. Wrote it myself. Was afraid she couldn't spell Horatio. Package of $20 bills. Don't touch them. They're not quite dry yet. A false mustache with a slight sneer. And a check for a short beer. Well, no authorization. Imagine that. Could have sworn I had it with me. At least I could have sworn when you asked for it. Well, I'll be back some other time, Cashew. Right now, I have to run back to my hotel while it's still light enough to locate the fire escape.
That guy ever did have authorization. It must have been from the Secretary of the Ulterior. Uh-oh. The war started. Somebody shot the bugler. That's the most intelligent beginning of a war I ever heard. Pretty short war. I wonder what happened to that guy. Why did
Harry is Ben. Put him under arrest.
Who, me? Well, what did I do?
Then you told me you were an authority on military tactics.
Well?
An authority on local geography. Throw him in the guardhouse, Ben. Right. Wait a minute. I have a better idea.
Hey, what is this? Did something go wrong, General?
McGee, do you know what you've done?
Well, now, let me think.
I'll tell you.
Huh?
You sent our tanks through a swamp. You sent our cavalry swimming across a four-mile lake. The infantry fell in a drainage canal. Our machine gun emplacements were run over by passing freight trains. And our entire division was cornered in a dead-end street.
Well, the dead-end kids.
It's treason, McGee. That's what it is. Blindfold him in.
Wait,
I'll kick him.
Just I didn't know. Hey, let go of me.
Quiet, you. Take him out and stand him with his back to the wall.
Hey, you can't do this to me.
Come on, you.
I'm an American citizen. I demand a trial. You can't do that.
You're a military officer and subject to military discipline. Where's the firing squad?
Here they come, General.
You have a final cigarette, McGee?
You better send for a carton, bud. I'm a chain smoker. But listen, you can't do this to me. I'm a prophet.
Enough of this. Firing squad, attention.
Oh, now listen, I didn't mean to do nothing. I was...
When I drop this handkerchief, fire. One.
Oh, please don't do this.
Fire!
Major McGee, your services are no longer required.
River will be back in just a moment.
Folks, in our move to Hollywood, we regret very much that we had to lose our old friend Silly Watson for the time being, but because of previous commitments, he couldn't make the trip with us now. Although we hope he'll be back with us soon.
Say, Fibber.
What, Harpo?
Is it true that we're going to have Zazu Pitts on our show again next week?
Yes, it is, Harpo. I thought as long as this program tonight was full of cannons and shooting and stuff, kind of fortissimo, that next week we ought to go a little pizzicato. Good night, folks.